Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
Beth Ann Drake, publisher of St. Pete Life magazine.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
I was born and raised here, so I'm not going to answer that question.
Fair enough. What organizations are you involved in?
I tend to get involved with local charitable organizations. There's so many good things going on, and we as a magazine like to get behind that, sponsor them, help with, you know, ticket sales, auction items. So anything from, you know, one coming up is Heels to Heal that benefits CASA. We're the media sponsor for that. You know, the Children's Cancer Center, there's just an endless number. Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, I've been a big part of that for about 10 years.
What gets you out of bed every day?
My dogs and my kids. opportunity. You know, I love waking up and being excited about what can happen that day. That's what I like to look at. And there's so much out there, especially for us as a new magazine in this marketplace. I keep telling, you know, we've just scratched the surface. We've just started. We're almost a year old now, but we have just, you know, we're just getting started.
Why St. Pete?
St. Pete, in a good way, is the perfect storm. This marketplace, you know, we for years now has been making national headlines on a regular basis, and all for all the right reasons. You know, it's on fire growth-wise, but it's smart growth. You know, there are so many checks and balances in this marketplace, like the Preservation Society that is, you know, perfectly willing to speak up if they think something's going to get out of hand. So with the organizations in this town, in this marketplace, that are watching that growth and kind of policing it the best they can, and the more so than any local, you know, Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete has, in my experience, the strongest sense of community. All of these business owners that I deal with, they are so proud of their town. They are happy to lift each other up, work together. You know, competition is actually fun. And I think all those things put together just make it, you know, it's just a thriving, burgeoning marketplace.
What is one habit that you keep?
I don't know if you've heard, Admiral McRaven made that famous speech. I forget, it's at one of the universities. And I have a habit of when I get up in the morning and my feet hit the floor, I make my bed. It's just an OCD thing that I have. But part of his speech, he said, make your bed every day. You know, he's a military guy. Make your bed every day. Because no matter how bad your day is, at the end of the day, at least you made your bed. And that just justified my OCD. So that's one habit that I do every day.
That's a habit of a convenience, I think. Who are some people that influence you?
Wow. There's a lot of people that have influenced me. I've been really lucky in my career to work for people that I can learn from. I spent 6 years at DuPont Registry for Tom DuPont and Steve Chapman, and that place is still my family. But in the day-to-day, you know, there are kids that have influenced me, you know, in huge ways. Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does a Man and Woman of the Year event, and they always choose a boy and girl of the year, kids that are in treatment, they're fighting cancer. And the first year that I got involved, about 12 years ago, the boy and girl of the year that year were the exact same ages as my son and my daughter. And those kids had the best attitudes. I mean, obviously it affected me, but after meeting them and seeing the attitudes that these kids have, you know, that inspiration can come from a six-year-old, you know.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
I think, and really in this last year, I've become very aware of every day being thankful for one thing. It could be that you opened your eyes this morning. It could be that great deal that you signed at 2 o'clock. But when you find that one thing, when you start your day being thankful for one thing, it just tees up the rest of your day.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
I wish that I had started this magazine 3 years ago. I'm traditionally not a risk taker, but it took a little inspiration from my business partner. And I really seriously wish that I had done it 3 years ago. We would have come so much farther now, but we'll get there 3 years from now.
What's next?
Business-wise, the magazine, we're in obviously in growth mode. We're in year one. as we get bigger with more clients, more pages, more stories, next level will probably be going monthly. Right now we're every other month. So that opportunity to double up is there. That's next.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.